Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. This episode is the next in the series beginning with episode 76, On the Train. If you listen to this episode and feel lost, well, start back at episode 76 and find your way back here. So, I ended up in jail. I was thinking about how unfair it was. I hadn't committed a crime. But after thinking that, I realized that actually I had committed a crime. Only I didn't mean to. I thought I was going into my own house. That's all I meant to do. But really, I was breaking into someone else's house. I didn't know someone else was living there. When you move out of a house, it's not yours anymore. And when another person moves in, it's their house, and you're not allowed to go in unless they invite you. That's hard to wrap your head around. Then there was another big problem. I was suddenly 10 years ahead, 10 years in the future. Things changed without my being able to know. So I was innocent. I knew I was innocent, and God and the universe knew I was innocent. But the police and the judges and the laws, they all thought I was guilty. I sat down on the floor of the jail cell. I was afraid to talk to any of the prisoners, even though I knew I was there for no reason and that I myself was not dangerous. I thought that the prisoners might be there for reasons like murder or rape, and they might be dangerous. Then I thought about how just being where I was, in jail, would make other people think of me in the same way as I was thinking of them, and how unfair that was to someone like me, who didn't mean to do anything wrong, but who ended up doing something wrong, and how that meant that I was being unfair to the other prisoners, even though I didn't mean to be unfair. I looked around at all the other prisoners to see if they seemed like murderers or rapists, or if they seemed like nice guys. If they seemed like me. I noticed that they had a lot of tattoos. But a lot of people have tattoos. One person had a tattoo from the movie The Nightmare Before Christmas, which is a movie for children. That was interesting. Maybe this guy had a soft side. Another person had a bunch of triangles and things on his arm. That tattoo looked sharp and uninviting. Another person had some tattoos of playing cards on his face. I wasn't close enough to tell what the cards were. They might as well have been turned the other way. At this point, I realized I had to use the bathroom. There was a toilet there in the middle of everyone. There were no walls around it. It was just a toilet open for anyone to see, whoever was using it, while they were using it. I decided not to go yet, but to hold it and to wait and see if someone else would go and see how they did it. When you really have to go, it's hard to think of anything else. It might have been about 30 minutes before I started to worry that I might not be able to hold it any longer. Or it might have been about 5 minutes until I started to panic. It's hard to tell. I looked around at my fellow prisoners again, this time determined to do something. I had no choice. And this time, I noticed a man with a mustache who looked around 70 years old and who seemed like the nicest and the most approachable person in the cell. He was sitting on a bench with his head in his hands. I walked over to him and said, "Excuse me," and asked him how to use the toilet. He turned and looked at me without saying anything. He looked at my face for a while and blinked his eyes very slowly as if he was having a strange thought. "You never used one before," he said in a Latin accent. I stood up, walked over to the toilet, and I went. I could tell everyone was watching me, but I pretended that I couldn't tell. I felt much better after that. I felt better, not just because I didn't have to go anymore. It was also because I felt I had found a friend in that old man. Just by the way he looked at me. And with a friend, everything felt much, much better. That's all for this time, folks. I can't wait to see you again on the next episode of Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.